This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Propelled in part by the wildly contagious Omicron variant, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 hit 900,000 on Friday. That's just less than 2 months after eclipsing 800,000. The two-year total, as compiled by Johns Hopkins University, is now greater than the population of several U.S. cities. The milestone comes more than 13 months into a vaccination drive that has been beset by misinformation and political and legal strife. The White House is responding to a joint statement issued by the leaders of Russia and China, who had declared their opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirmed that the island of Taiwan is a part of China. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said U.S. President Joe Biden believed that a destabilizing conflict in Europe would impact China's interests all over the world, and certainly China should know that. Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping issued a joint statement highlighting what they called interference in the internal affairs of other states, as both leaders face criticism from Washington over their foreign and domestic policies. The French president and German chancellor will head to Moscow and Kiev in the coming weeks, added to diplomatic efforts to try to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin from launching an invasion of Ukraine and finding a way out of the growing tensions. France's Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to visit Moscow on Sunday and Kiev on Tuesday, while Germany's Olaf Scholz will travel to Kiev on February 14th, then Moscow on February 15th. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The military investigation into the deadly attack during the Afghanistan evacuation has now concluded that a suicide bomber carrying 20 pounds of explosives packed with ball bearings acted alone, and that the deaths of more than 170 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members were not preventable. The blast at Abbey Gate outside the Kabul airport on August 26th killed 11 U.S. Marines, a sailor, and a soldier who were screening the thousands of Afghans frantically trying to get onto one of the crowded flights leaving the country after the Taliban takeover. Officials said earlier thoughts that it was a complex attack involving gunfire were unfounded. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for that attack. This week, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hoped to get a grip on his government after weeks of scandal. By Friday, he was still struggling to hang on after a scathing report on lockdown breaching parties and the departure of several top aides. Johnson was rocked Thursday by the resignation of his policy chief, Munira Mirza, a trusted advisor who worked with him for more than a decade. Mirza stood by Prime Minister amid Partygate revelations that Johnson and his staff broke the rules they imposed on the rest of the country. But she said Johnson's accusation this week that an opposition leader had failed to stop a notorious pedophile was the final straw. When helicopters carrying about 50 U.S. commandos landed in Syria an hour after midnight, the raiders confronted a house full of extremists and children. And baby comforts were inside, including a stuffed bunny, a plastic swing, and a crib. In addition, there was paraphernalia of violence, including the bomb that the Islamic State's leader is said to have U.S. officials used to blow up himself, his family, and perhaps others. It was a raid on an extremist stronghold, according to them, and the raid was months in the works, executed with the understanding that children might die, as well as a hunted IS chief if the building's occupants did not get out when they were given the opportunity. U.S. President Joe Biden and the White House braced for bad economic news Friday, but instead they did get a pleasant surprise. That's the U.S. economy had powered through the Omicron wave of the coronavirus and posted 467,000 new jobs in January. The figures showed just how much the pandemic's grip on the economy has faded at the end of Biden's first year in office. He acknowledged inflation is still a problem, though. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.